Merv, we're here for the launch of a new equipment, Missouri helmet. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, new helmet and grill. As I said, it's taking the fun out of fast bowling. It's I suppose in this day and age of cricket and professional cricket, it's all about player safety. And they had some concerns about the ball still getting between the peak of the helmet and the grill, and that all the tests showed that this didn't matter how tight the gap was, the ball would still push through. So they've come up with a new design on a grill that actually pushes the ball up, and a peaked helmet that as soon as the peak actually goes up, there's almost a little buffer that comes down. So it's a tilt top sort of a peak on the hat, and there's no way that the ball can get through. So from a batsman's point of view, it's going to make their life a lot safer.
Yeah, I was talking with Geoffrey Boycott a few weeks back, and he was saying how different it is to bat with the protection that batsmen now have. And obviously it's a bit more difficult for the bowlers. What do you think about that?
Yeah, listen, I suppose there's a lot of guys that look at the modern player, and especially the guys from the 60s and 70s. You hear stories about them wearing a handkerchief for a thigh pad, and they didn't have very good gloves, and you have a look at the guys down there, well protected. The game's become more professional, and with professionalism in the sport, there are concerns about player welfare, and it's like the workplace. So they've got to make their workplace safer, and you know, if you go into any industry, what they're trying to do is make their workplace safer for their employees, and that's no different in cricket. So it's just about getting it safer. And I think these players could no doubt play without helmets, but when you've got a helmet sitting in your bag, and you've got the choice to wear it or not, if you don't wear it, you're a fool. And I don't think it changes the attitude of the player when they go out and bat. They still try and watch the ball and play the ball on merit. They still don't want to get hit in the head, but it's just there as a safety cushion.
But what's it like? I was talking to Geoff Thompson, Tomo, again, a bit earlier in the Ashes series. And for fast bowlers, it obviously makes it a bit harder for you to get wickets.
I don't think the batsmen see it that way. You still see the guys come out with the protection around their ribs and bigger thigh pads and bigger pads, and all that does is it dulls the pain a little bit more. But they're still, from a batsman's point of view, I still say there'd be the anxiety of being hit and facing fast bowling. That doesn't change. But just to feel safer knowing that if one does sneak through, that you're going to be protected, doesn't take the fear factor away from being hit.
So a great innovation then from Missouri.
Oh yeah, Missouri. And probably you have a look at it, and a lot of people think that it'd probably be a 6 month or 9 month innovation, but it's been going for 4 years, and they wanted to get it right. And from everything that I've seen, with the design of the grill, with that flip top lid on the peak, they've done really well.